Welcome to Yerbury Primary School Podcast. Where does your reading take you? A podcast for World Book Day 2016.
When I read, I get a feeling about when I'm there and I'm in an adventure.
I get a feeling that it's scientific because it's like, I feel like I'm in like this world where everything's like made of science and things.
Do you mean like making potions and stuff?
Yeah.
Feel for that character inside and how his life is literally being ruined by his family.
Sounds like a great book.
It is. He's snowed in for the whole of Christmas.
Wow.
And his dad's in a hotel, and it turns out that his brother had just cut off all the electricity apart from his room. As I said, you feel for him even though you know he's not real.
The most recent book I read, which was really interesting, was The Apothecary, and it's about a girl who's come over from America in like just after the Second World War, and she meets a friend in an apothecary shop, and he doesn't want to be an apothecary, he wants to be a spy.
I read the Eragon series, which is really thick books, but they're really cool because they take you into dragons and dragon riders, and like you always feel a bit special when the main character that you like is like the chosen one or something. I also really love biographies, footballers' biographies, and they also like when sometimes they go back 30 years, you think that's quite amazing. And sometimes it just makes you think you wish you were there, but you kind of are.
I get really into the books and I start reading for hours when I'm in my bedroom and I just can't stop. But then my mum has to sometimes come up and say, "All right, it's lights out now."
And there's sometimes those moments where your mum goes, "Okay, if you read for an hour, you can go on the Xbox." And then you end up reading for like 6 hours because you just can't take your eyes off it.
When you're in the middle of reading a book, if I just don't hear anything else, but like I hear the characters' voices in my mind and stuff.
And you always picture your characters like different ways. And what I sometimes think, like, I saw Eragon, the movie, and it was kind of a disappointment, actually, because you just, when you're actually reading it yourself, you just, the way you imagine it is just the best way.
When I read the Percy Jackson series, and I really enjoyed it, I imagined Grover in a much different way, and I imagined Percy, like, not as strong and amazing as he is in the films, but I imagined him as kind of just a normal person, but he then became something great. So
when I read like non-fiction books, like biographies sometimes, you always think you get into that and you start imagining like swirling nights where somebody's like gone out or they're playing football or they've like scored a goal, and you just see everything in your mind. It's really actually amazing.
When I again to the Percy Jackson series, when I was reading it, my heart started beating faster because they were in a very tense scene, and it kind of showed me that it's not just reading some lines in a book, it's getting your emotions and stuff.
And also my mum's Australian, so we went to Australia, and it's such a long flight that I just had to have a book. And so when we stopped off, and I can't remember where it was, it might have been Singapore, I was like, okay, W.H. Smith, come on. And I finished this one, I need to get the next book in the series. And I was actually getting frustrated, like, there's a cliffhanger, I need to see what's happened.
When I was reading some books about a boy who can travel the universe, I read the first book and then I really liked it. I was so happy when I got the second two for Christmas. It was the best present I got, really. Now I'm into the third book and I just really can't take my eyes off it.
Yeah, and I remember in some series, you know, like The Curious Incident and like some books like that, and I always used to think that I never wanted to read those because they acted like a bit too sad and they were like so long, like too small writing. But then when you get into it, you just really think that how somebody could think of that, and in your mind you're thinking, how somebody made this story, like everything's perfect, everything is good, and sometimes you actually wish you could do something like that, that you'd made this up and you could be proud of it yourself.
It was, I think it was How to Train Your Dragon. I was thinking, how did I not come up with this idea of people riding dragons? Like, it's just a great idea, and it's gone so far now, so I was really interested in that. If you're reading the book and you get one of the characters' names, like if you come to know Lyra, then you think, if her animal's this and she acts like this, what do you think mine would be? So
I kind of can't stop reading, I just get absorbed into it and I kind of think that I'm there and stuff.
Reading Famous Five, and they go to a camping place out in the moors, and they go with this mad teacher. It feels really exciting, and it feels like you're doing the stuff that they do. Like, you can't get to sleep. I can't get to sleep when I do that.
I was reading about another book called, I think it was called Murder Most Unladylike. And I was like halfway through and a murder had just happened. And then, because I was reading it at night, and then I was like, oh, I'm really tired, so I wanted to go to sleep. I closed the book and I wanted to go to sleep, but I kept on thinking about it. And it wasn't, I mean, I couldn't get to sleep because it wasn't very good thinking about murders when you're trying to get to sleep, so.
My reading takes me to sort of a different world in my head. It's really magical in a way. And it has loads of trees and flowers.
It kind of takes me into the book and like what I'm reading, Secret Kingdom. They go into a world where there are like animals that speak to them. There's an evil queen.
I'm reading three books. I'm reading one called Goth Girl. I'm reading one called Millie Molly Mandy. And I'm reading one called Fairy Flying School. In like a scary book, like Goth Girl or something, it feels like I'm in a really scary forest and it's really dark and stuff. And it has like a creaky castle.
Sometimes when I go to bed, I usually think about what I've read and keep it in my mind until I come back to it and read it again.
I really like Millie Molly Mandy, and there's one called Cinder Elephant, and it's really funny.
My favourite book is called Don't Cook Cinderella.
Yeah, I love that one.
It's sometimes Perfect Peter does bad stuff, but then he blames it on Henry. Once he did a bad thing, and then he blamed on Henry, and usually Henry's bad. So then Mum and Dad thought that Henry was doing a naughty thing. I'm thinking that, was it good? Count Olaf did it on purpose, or that the auntie did it on purpose. If I carry on reading, I'll find out what he did it on purpose.
In the first book, Violet was trying to get into the tower that Sunny was in, but then when she tried to grapple onto something with a grappling hook, it didn't stay on, and then it went back and hit her shoulder. So it was action-packed.
A lot of events happened, and then most of them, got constellated by those three children. Sunny didn't really do much.
Sunny's vulnerable because she's only a baby and she can't really do much.
Klaus is good at finding out the plans because he reads like loads of books.
Violet's the one who is the engineer of the three.
And Sunny doesn't really have a job.
Sunny chews stuff.
Do you think the auntie actually got thrown out the window, or was it something else?
I think Count Olaf threw him out the window. Do you usually read every day?
When it's getting kind of late, like 6 o'clock, we start reading until like 7. So we eat something and then we wait a bit or something, we read a bit more. When you read, you can think of it in a different way. You can imagine it like in your own pictures. But then when it's in the film, they look a bit different. Like Harry Potter looks different in the film bit.
And so I think the books are better than the films.
And also in Harry Potter, you can find things out in the... Because sometimes they change it up a bit. The film is a bit different to the movie, to the book sometimes. So then you can find out different things. And also, when you read it, you can find more and more details. But then they don't do as much details. They don't say how about their personality in the movie.
The books are better than films because if you're watching the films on TV, it would be wasting electricity if you paused it. And on a book, it's already paused. The book's already paused. The book's not moving.
It's like taking you into another world or something.
Yeah. It's like when you stick your head into a book, it feels like you're just in that setting and you're just... giant eyes looking down at what's happening.
With thanks to Matilda, Honor, Rose, Benny, Alex, Finn, Marvin, Kezia, Ishmael, Ibrahim, Ottilie, and Nancy.